Es gibt Neues Spannendes rund um das Thema Schmutz. Dyson zeigt ein neues Produkt in Hamburg. Caton Patel kümmert sich um das Design bei Dyson. Caton, was hast du uns Neues mitgebracht?
I've brought Dyson Wash G1 to Hamburg today.
Was war die Idee und was das Highlight? Wie lange ist die Akkulaufzeit mit einer Ladung?
So what's really surprising about the product, especially coming from Dyson, is we don't use suction. But what suction usually introduces is you need a really big motor, you need a big battery, and then you end up with a really heavy product. But also suction means that you need to have a motor that's sucking dirty air, which is full of bacteria and dirt, debris, and then it's going to need to expel that somewhere, and that usually ends up being in the environment, in the air, which is the stuff you would breathe. So we've designed a machine that does not use suction whatsoever. We have two key areas that help us develop, work out how long you can use the machine for. One is the battery. Like I mentioned earlier, we don't have a really big motor, so we don't rely on the battery to power a big motor. So we get 35 minutes of runtime, so you can use the machine for 35 minutes from fully charged up. We have a 1 liter tank, and when that tank runs out, you just simply refill it and you can carry on going. And the 1 liter tank will give you roughly 290 square meters of coverage. We also have mode control, so you can cycle between low, medium and high. And that doesn't really change the runtime because we don't have a motor that draws lots of power. Amount of water in your tank will probably deplete faster if you're in a higher hydration mode. But it's really nice and simple to just open, refill and carry on cleaning. The dirty tank is also 1 liter, so all the water that you put down on the floor that cleans the floor gets taken back up inside the machine will all get contained within the 1 liter tank as well. So you, at the time you would be refilling your tank, you'd also be emptying your tank as well. So we've engineered the product for hard floor, and the reason for this is you don't want to get fabrics and carpets wet because they take a long time to dry, and if you don't have enough heat or ventilation, the fabrics will then start building bacteria and mold. So it's only designed for hard floors. And what we generally find as a trend is that most people around the world have hard floors predominantly, and they'll have a rug that kind of covers the hard floor so it's comfortable to walk on, but you can easily roll up and move the rug out of the way. But hard floors, especially when you've got stains and debris, which a vacuum cleaner cannot pick up, that's where you really want a wet cleaner because you can rehydrate the stain. Especially if you've spilt something, you would not use your vacuum cleaner to pick that up. You would need a dedicated wet cleaning machine to do that.
Wann kommt das Produkt auf den Markt? In welchen Farben und was wird's kosten?
So it's available to buy as of today. It's €699. So we've got a nice black colorway. It's the first time we've done this matte black color option. But the thing that's really nice about it is on the side, we've kept the window clear so you can actually see how the machine works. And that's all visible while you're actually cleaning. So it's all at the front of the machine so you can see exactly when the water runs out so you can top up the water.
Lass uns einen Blick in die Zukunft werfen. Was können wir da Neues von Dyson erwarten?
I would love to tell you about the new products. Unfortunately, we keep these really close to ourselves, and this is what allows us to be an innovative company. But one thing I can guarantee you with Dyson, it's never a disappointment. There's always something exciting coming along the way.
Caton Patel kümmert sich um das Design bei Dyson. Caton, vielen Dank für das Gespräch.
Thank you very much for having me here.